Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Caitlin.
Hello. Now, you get a little blissful look every time you hear that theme tune.
I do. Memories, memories, memories.
That's what it's all about this morning. Where are we going today?
Okay, a little known band, surprisingly, called the Gutterville Splendour Six. Surprisingly because of where the people in the band ended up, but we're going to not dwell on that just at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Gutterville Splendour Six, there was another band called The Living Wrecks. Now, they did some gigs in 1988, but then knocked it on the head, and it wasn't till early 1995 that they really came together. So that's 7 years between the gigs. and it was essentially Maurice Flavelle, the lead vocalist and songwriter, who was the constant through virtually the whole thing from...
Yep. And he's a guy that we know well. We saw him at In the Pines with his intensive care.
Yes. So the Living Wrecks didn't actually have anything out, but they did add people to the band. Gareth Lydiard on guitar and vocal and Rui Pereira on bass joined in December of 1996. And we'll come back to them.
Mm.
And who else joined? Yes, Brendan Humphreys joined originally as bass player, then he moved on to guitar. Then the Living Wrecks knocked it on the head in 1997, December, and then came together, adding another person, hence they became the Gutterville Splendour Six. And they went from March 98 through to January 2000, or thereabouts. And they finally, they did lots of recording, like lots and lots and lots of recording, but only got one CD EP out at the time.
How come? That's interesting.
We'll come back to that.
The Gutterville Splendour Six, the subject of this week's Land That Time Forgot, joined by Ross Chisholm. Morning, Ross.
Morning.
You mentioned that they did a lot of recordings. But
nothing
that...
came out, you know, apart from the CD EP, nothing came out. But the Kill Devil Hills and the Drones have a distributor in Spain called Bang, who does a lot of Australian underground stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of stuff gets released there that doesn't get released here.
Which is fascinating to me.
Yes, who knows? Who knows? Doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, they approached Gareth, who was the high-profile person at the time, saying, is there any unreleased material? And just perchance, there was. And so in March of 2011, a double vinyl album came out, again self-titled.
Oh, beautiful.
It's really quite nice, actually. Nice blue cover, which had alternative versions of the material on the CD EP and an awful lot of new material, as you would expect for a double album. Never came out on CD, just vinyl only.
In Europe?
Yes, although it also got to Australia. It's just an import, basically.
Yeah.
And then... that would have been the end of it. They were talking about trying to get the band happening and doing a tour over to Melbourne, because most of them are based here. But with Gareth over there, they thought it could happen, but it just didn't. But the Gutterville Splendour Six, without Gareth and Rui, but an ad hoc lineup, virtually most of them had played in the Guttervilles at some point or another, apart from the bass player who had been overseas for 15 years and had been playing in the Living Wrecks. Yes.
Thank you. Look, I'm trying to keep track.
Yeah. The Gutterville Splendour Six only going for 2 years, but they managed five lineups in 2 years with the guitarists coming and going, and it was very confusing. But they got together for a one-off last year in July as part of the buried treasure down
Hidden
in
Fremantle. Hidden Treasures, yes.
That was it. Down in Fremantle. And very interesting it was too. People crawling out of the woodwork to go and see
it. Did you go and see it?
I did, in fact.
What was it like?
It was... I'd actually never seen the drummer actually playing with brushes.
Okay.
Normally he is a very heavy hitter, but because of the acoustics of the room, he actually had to play brushes. And I don't know if it was really designed to do that, but Warren managed to do it quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And... where are they now? Well, we've sort of done what Gareth is doing.
Yep.
He's still with the Drones, who I believe are coming to Perth very soon.
Yes, announced this morning they are going to be here in August,
yep.
Which is exciting.
Rui, I don't know what he's doing. And Steve joins And Brennan still in the Kildevil Hills.
Of course.
Morris is still in the intensive care. And the drummer, one of the busiest drummers in Perth at the moment, Warren Hall, you would have seen recently in the Rosemary Beads.
Drumming on stage with them. Is that an ongoing thing?
Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows? Because he's still playing with Tim in the Violet Crumble. Violent Crumble, sorry. and he will also be playing down at the bowling club in North Fremantle.
Okay.
Is playing in Datura 4, who have just released their album after a long wait. So that will be interesting. And I think they might be headlining that particular gig down there. But
that particular gig being the Fremantle Winter Music Festival.
Yes, down at the bowling club. I don't mean, because there's five venues, so no one headlines anything, but you get the gist of it. So that sort of brings us to the end, I think.